Superintendent of Schools for the Archdiocese of New York, Dr. Timothy McNiff, has announced that St. Joseph's School in Uptown Kingston will remain open, but will merge with Kingston Catholic School in downtown Kingston. In a statement, McNiff says, quote, "It became evident after ongoing conversations with the leadership within the Catholic school community in Kingston that our initial recommendation of closing one of the two schools was not the optimal long-term solution for maintaining a strong and vibrant Catholic school presence in the Kingston community." He says the decision came after discussions with the Ad Hoc Reconfiguration Committee in Ulster County, local pastors, principals, administrators, and elected officials. One of those elected officials who's been involved in the talks is Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo.
I think that the decision is misplaced, that both schools serve a very important role in our community, and that they should be kept separate and independent, distinct. There's two different cultures, literally, which provided an education, and its impact on the community is significant. And I would rather see that both schools remain open and that a business model like St. Joseph's has used to become financially solvent would be applicable to Kingston Catholic, and that let this situation take its course for a year, and then the diocese will determine how the business model would work for both schools.
Chairman of the Finance Committee at St. Joseph, Paul Delisio, previously spoke to the school's strong financial condition.
We have never received a dime from the Archdiocese, nor asked for a dime. Now, this is a 100-year history.
Both schools currently house up to eighth grade. The merger, effective September of this year, says Dr. McNiff, will create one new regional pre-kindergarten through eighth grade school with two campuses. Kingston Catholic will become an early learning center with two pre-K programs and kindergarten, while St. Joseph's will house the elementary school for first through eighth graders. Mayor Gallo, himself an alumnus of St. Joseph's, says there are enrollment needs to consider, and he's already hearing from parents.
I've been in contact with the diocese representative, Dr. Timothy McNiff, concerning the issue. I spoke to him the other day, and I'm getting feedback from the parents at both schools who really are adamant about wanting them to be separate. St. Joseph's enrollment is up. It's doing well, as they stated, financially. And this June, three schools in the Kingston School District will be closed, which will result in additional enrollment opportunities, not only for St. Joseph's, but also Kingston Catholic. So the opportunity is there for both schools to grow and speak to a need in the community that many parents are going to have, because one of the aspects of the closure for the public schools is going to be that fifth grade students go to a sixth grade middle school, which has really resulted in quite a bit of angst from parents, as someone could imagine, and those parents have already inquired of St. Joseph's and Kingston Catholic.
The Archdiocese says the newly merged school will accommodate all 202 students from St. Joseph and 343 students from Kingston Catholic, as well as the 89 students affected by the upcoming closure of St. Mary's of the Snow in Saugerties. Archdiocese Superintendent McNiff will hold two meetings on the merger. One is this coming Tuesday, February 26th, at 6 p.m. at St. Joseph's School, the other at 7:30 p.m. at Kingston Catholic. As for the other Catholic schools on the final list of closures, a spokeswoman for the Archdiocese said there were no other changes under consideration. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.